and welcome to Season 2, Episode 12 of Professors in Rooms Getting Coffee with Dr. Justin Winzenberg and me, Stephen Jones. In today's short episode, we share a conversation Justin and I had about dissertation writing. Oh, I was going to tell you, I've been working on my dissertation.
Nice, yeah.
You know? Well, okay, actually, that's not true. I stopped working on my dissertation because I hit this wall. So chapter 4 I've sent out to the committee. It's
is that the one I was looking at?
Yeah. So my advisor approved it, which is great.
Great.
Or committee chair, I guess he's both.
So you've got two more substantial ones to go?
Yeah. So 5 I'm in the midst of, and I am just, it feels like it's probably gonna be a really long chapter.
Yeah.
And it's the one where everything comes together. and it's just, I don't know. Last Monday, I was working on it for probably about 4 hours, and I felt like I got about 1 hour worth of work done.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just, I was like, I can't. So I've stepped away from it now for a week and a half. So you have any advice for those?
Yeah, man. Oh man, I totally remember being there because I kind of followed a similar pattern of the sequence where I kind of built up to that. For me, that chapter was, you've got all this groundwork. Now you got to do it in Ephesians.
Yep.
And as I started going into it, I'm like, I don't know if I can deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Which is scary because you're like, I thought it was going to be there in all these places and I'm not sure it was there. That was scary. So yeah, I definitely felt that. And then I felt it even worse where I was like, my last chapter was kind of like almost a repeat of that. Uh-huh. It needed some rewriting, I think, although my examiners didn't comment on it. But because Torsten encouraged me to do a preliminary imperial critical reading and then to evaluate it.
Okay.
But it felt a little more repetitive, I think.
Sure, sure.
But I remember feeling that, man, just the sense of like, uh-oh. So what I tried to do during those times was do anything to push the dissertation forward.
Okay.
If it meant having to work out a sequence. So if there's somehow, if what it might be helpful to do is try to write your conclusion, you know, or try to at least start it.
Yeah.
To try to think, where am I thinking this thing is going to end and land? And then, I don't know, just some ideas. You know, I don't know, it's no grand solution, but if there's something that you know is going to happen in chapter 6, because that's one more substantial one, right? Not your conclusion.
Yeah, well, so chapter 6 is the analysis of what happens in chapter 5.
Ah, okay. So that's a little tricky to do, right? You have a very similar format then to what I had, where I couldn't evaluate in 6 without having 5 there. Yep.
And I think, so 5, part of the thing for me is 5 requires me to do historical work, which is not my field. Mm. And I just feel like I have, trying to figure out how much history to put in is hard. The other thing is I'm having to do, So I got into it and realized I had to totally rearrange the chapter. And so I lost the forward momentum I had.
Oh yeah. I've been there for sure.
So I rearranged it. And then now I'm going back and writing the part before the part I was working on. And I'm just finding I'm not interested. Right now. So,
yep, man, I've been there. I've had to reorganize chapters and things like that. And I know it can totally lose the momentum where you think it's heading in a direction.
Like, this isn't working. Felt like I was trucking. And then it's like, yeah.
You know, what could be helpful too is that what areas of historical do you need to add in? What history are you doing?
So actually the part that I'm stuck on right now is I'm doing cultural profiles of these three countries, the US, Iraq, and Russia.
Okay.
And I'm bored with it because, you know, it's like, I'm not going to include enough information for it to be a chapter that like is actually worth reading about those three topics, but I have to have enough that I can use to do the analysis. So it's just boring. But then the historical piece, I'm doing the 1990-1991 US-Iraq conflict, the 2003 US-Iraq conflict, and then the relationship between the US and Russia after 2001.
Interesting.
Specifically after 9/11. And kind of that one's not as narrowly focused historically, but so I'm like having to research those events and then try to find enough perspective on them and then tie them in with the cultural piece and then write. So that's all in some ways, all of that that I just said is preliminary to the actual work of chapter five, which is doing the counterfactual narrative. Of saying, if this little change had been true, here's how it might have played out. So like,
interesting.
So it feels like there are three distinct steps, and then I repeat it three times.
Well, one thing I've did, and it actually didn't always work out well, I would say this, but it did sometimes help me. Part of it's because I got into the mode where I'm like, even when I'm the most stuck, I'm like, I had to move it forward somehow because I'm like, otherwise it will die. My whole dissertation will die because I'll give up, you know? Actually, okay, I don't think so I would ever thought I would give up. That's a familiar feeling. Oh yeah. I don't think I'd ever really give up, but I was just kind of concerned that like, if I didn't keep the ball moving some way, somehow, I will never finish is what I thought.
Yeah.
And it was probably somewhat true.
Right.
So what I would do in those moments is if I knew, like, if I just couldn't get the writing down, I would go back to the research and I'd be like, well, especially if I felt like when you're talking about these three areas of history and the two Iraq conflicts and Russia, if you're feeling not capable of doing it, man, just go hit the books, just go back. The more you get there, at least you can justify in your own psyche that you're getting something done.
Right. Because I feel like there's this danger that I could just walk away from it.
I totally 100. To me, I never thought I was going to quit. I just thought I would never finish. I thought they would kick me out. I know it was probably closer to happening than I've ever acknowledged to this day, you know, when they gave me the deadline. But yeah, man, I think that couldn't be a bad approach. I don't blame you, man. I think everything you're talking about, I can totally resonate with.
Oh, that's encouraging.
I remember being there. Oh, man.
So,
yeah. And there's something, Torsten at one point encouraged me to write out of sequence, and I found it almost very impossible to do at times. I had to have the foundational thoughts before I could really know where I was going. But what I think I could do, that conclusion part, I think was helpful for me. I think I probably wrote and rewrote a conclusion in some ways, even just a couple page conclusion as I was going. That way it kind of kept me in the framework of where am I thinking this thing's going to land in its entirety. One thing that helped me too, actually, is I started adding, and I actually removed them all, but I started adding, abstracts to the beginning of every chapter. Do yours require it? Yeah, mine doesn't either. I removed all of those abstracts, but it was always there while I was writing it, and I was rewriting the abstract so that I could at least see, you know,
what is this chapter paragraph doing?
Yeah. What the chapter is doing,
that's
and then I would
idea.
Modify that. So it's kind of this combination of tweaking the outline, tweaking the abstract, and then just pulling the abstract out when I was done.
Yeah,
because it was basically just there for my own purposes.
Right, that makes sense.
Because then when I saw the big picture, it was a little bit easier for me to see where I needed those sections to go.
Yeah.
And for years, you know, one thing when I was reading through it, I think the thing that did stick out to me is just, and I'd mentioned this to you, is just to keep like that constant. So what is this section for?
Right,
where is it taking?
I went through and added quite a bit of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That,
and yeah. I'm only saying that because I was the biggest guilty party ever in doing that. And Torsten had to constantly be like, your reader doesn't know why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I do. He's like, well, you better say it, you know, you better say it.
That's funny.
And he's like, there's going to be times where you're going to feel like, he's like, you want to be very careful. You don't want to insult the intelligence of your reader, but he's like, you need to hold their hand, you know? So there's some of that too. It's just, you know, doing some of that, but
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good. So how many pages do you think you've got so far?
Gosh, I have no
idea. Not just for the chapter, but total.
I literally have no idea. I have not added it up, and I've forgotten as I've gone. I can calculate it. I've got them.
I had to do it. I had to do it because I think they had a significant word limit, because I was cutting the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I was adding German sources, ironically adding, but then having to cut. In fact, I was about to cut two major sections, and Torsten's like, don't do it. Don't do it. He basically advised me saying, I think you'd be better off going over the word limit and having them make you cut this than you would be to cut it. Cause he's like, this is a solid point you're making.
Right.
And I did it. And of course they didn't say anything about the word count.
But funny.
I was scared off thinking, oh man, they say it's a strict like 100,000 word limit. Anyhow.
Which, you know, if it is, you don't want to.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Here's what I was thinking. I was like, in some ways I was just going to turn it in because I'm like, it's good enough to where I think what they'd make me do is go back and cut a bunch if they catch it. But I didn't really want to do that though either. I'm like, yeah. I want them to just accept it and hope that I don't have major revisions to make. Mm-hmm. Cause I was dreading the thought of having to do another year of PhD work at that point.
Yep.
And I'm like, I thought it was going to happen to me. So I wanted to do everything to be sure it didn't. And I got lucky, man. Lucky. Holy cow.
I'm adding my pages here.
Oh yeah.
So that's what I've done so far, not including chapter 5.
Okay. So you're looking at 93, 100, 132.
And then chapter 5 so far is 45 pages.
Oh yeah. So 180. That's good.
So it'll be,
I can't remember. Actually, I've got mine right here. I'll see where mine landed at actually in main text. I think I landed in around 200 pages total without bibliography, but mine does include footnotes. You don't have footnotes, right?
No footnotes.
Yeah. So mine includes footnotes, which would have made mine significantly shorter had I had no footnotes in there. Mine lands at 237 pages, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah, I suspect that. So this chapter that I'm currently on will probably end up about 60 to 70.
Do they put any limitations on that for you? Because I know for...
No, the only thing is if it's too long, it has to be bound in two volumes, which I don't want to do. Wow. So,
yeah. I was so terrified by that because Torsten kept messing with me. He's like, yeah, he's like, he's like, you can't submit a chapter this big. He's like, you just can't do it. So he basically said no. But then my S2, who was like an Ephesians scholar, basically said that he wrote like 140, 150 page dissertation that was like one or two chapters. And he submitted it. He's like, funny. And then he had to go back. He had to go back and split it up. But sure. I was like, well, he's kind of like, yeah, let them decide what they want to do with it. You know,
that's funny.
That's good, man. That's good progress. That's, you know, even if you're hitting a wall, that 180 pages is nothing to slough at.
Well, that's,
I wrote 180 pages in as long of a time as it took me to probably write 30.
we'll see how it shakes out, but that's encouraging. So yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. Well, you're closing in here, right? Because once this is 5, so mm-hmm. then you got one more chat. I mean, so what was your goal to be done by May?
Last October was my first
goal. Last October. That's right. Well, what was your most recent goal? You want to be done before you guys leave,
I'd
right?
really like to be done writing by March so that I can focus on the move. So
that's, I suppose that'll be a little hectic if you're still having to finish, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the way you're moving, I mean, man, March, you've got 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
To basically do a chapter and a half here.
Yeah.
Plus conclusion.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have a bibliography?
I've been building it as I've gone. I'll have to go back and clean it up, you know.
Do you use Zotero or?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So that'll help. I'm sure I'll have to do quite a bit of cleanup on it, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that it's funny because they told me, I didn't fully take it, but they told me you should give yourself like several weeks, like between 6 and 8 weeks just to polish up your dissertation.
I hate that process. I hate it. It's my, like anything I've written, that is my least favorite part of the process.
That's my favorite part because the writing I dislike, but like just doing the nitty gritty of like that stuff, I can do that for hours and not have it bother me.
No, that's funny. Oh no, I feel so stuck. I'm just like,
oh man. Yeah. Like I can't tell you how many control F's control F for the find that I had to do. And I had to do, and by the way, use the replace all stuff like crazy if you find it, because I caught that I was super inconsistent with my capitalization throughout. Yep. You know, I found out that I was using words not consistently, and I had to replace a bunch of words. I found that I was, you know, my formatting and my bibliography wasn't always consistent. I had to go back and do, I mean, it was crazy stuff. Like I had to replace periods and put commas, and it was infuriating in some ways that I wasn't being more careful with it throughout.
As you went, yeah. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our theme music is by Josiah Enns. Reed Peters is a recognized patron of the show. As always, you can find out more at profsandrooms.com or at patreon.com/profsandrooms. We hope you can join us for coffee again next time.